the dark side, the explosive story of corruption, greed and murder in the Australian drug trade, written by Clive Small and Tom Gilling and read by Peter Hosking. Mark Standen spent 33 years in federal and state law enforcement before he was arrested in 2008 at the age of 51 and charged with conspiring to import pseudoephedrine, a precursor for the manufacture of methamphetamine. 3 years later, he was convicted and jailed for 22 years. Standen had risen to become the third most powerful figure in the secretive New South Wales Crime Commission. His ignominious fall left a stain on the Crime Commission and on the people who worked there, and raised serious questions about the capacity and even the commitment of both the New South Wales Police and the New South Wales Police Integrity Commission to prevent corruption. But the evidence given by the prosecution during his five-month trial told only part of the extraordinary story of Mark Standen's career, which carried him almost to the top of Australian law enforcement despite irrefutable evidence of his dishonesty. Mark Standen was not a good cop who went bad, but a reckless and greedy law enforcement officer whose duplicity had been evident almost from the start of his career. Standen was a punter who could never keep up with his losses, an investigator who saw no problem socialising with criminals. The corrupt relationship between Standen and the English drug trafficker James Kinch lasted 5 years and saw several drug importations take place and more planned. Standen was neither innocent, as he would claim at his trial, or a dupe. In his sentencing remarks, the judge noted that Kinch and Standen communicated as equals. Kinch was sitting in a Thai prison cell when the first draft of this book was written. Since then, the authors have uncovered new information about Mark Standen and the Dutch drug syndicate, whose Australian operations were masterminded by Kinch, about an earlier drug syndicate run by Ian Saxon, a major trafficker whom Standen first arrested and then befriended, and about Standen's disturbing relationship with the safe-breaker, drug trafficker and suspected rapist and murderer, Neville Tween. In The Dark Side, we piece these stories together for the first time to create a detailed picture of a compulsive gambler who bet everything and lost.